वंदेहं
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 39, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 12th of September, 1973, in London, England.
रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवम्
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Esha te vihita sankhye.
Esha te vihita sankhye.
Buddhir yoge tvimang shinu.
Buddhir yoge tvimang shinu.
Buddhya yukto yaya parta.
Buddhya yukto yaya parta.
Karma bandhang prahasyasi.
Karma bandhang prahasyasi.
Esha te vihita sankhye.
Esha te vihita sankhye.
Buddhir yoge tvimang shrinu.
Buddhir yoge tvimang shrinu.
Buddhya yukto yaya parta.
Buddhya yukto yaya parta.
Karma bandhang prahasyasi.
Karma bandhang prahasyasi.
Translation. Thus far I have declared to you the analytical knowledge of Sankhya philosophy. Now listen to the knowledge of yoga, whereby one works without fruitive result. O son of Pritha, when you act by such intelligence, you can free yourself from the bondage of works.
Isate avihita sankhe buddhi yogi tu imang sino buddhya yukto jaya partha karma bandham prahasusi. Karma bandham. You act something and there is reaction. That is called karma bandham. We can understand very easily. Whatever you act, there is reaction. Good act or bad, there are two things. So, while in this body we act piously, then our future is very good. If we act impiously, then our future is not very good. So, actually, we should act piously, not impiously. That is human life. We should know what kind of action we should do. In the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you'll find, pravittin ca nivittin ca navidu asurajana. Those who are asuras, they do not know what kind of actions should be done and what kind of actions should not be done. Not that anything I like at my whims, that is not. At least for human being, he should not. Even in the state laws, if you act whimsically, whatever you like, you will be liable to so many difficulties. And what to speak of, a spiritual life. So Krishna has described so far, Sankhya Yoga means analytical study of the soul and the body. Yes, very nicely. So this analytical study of the soul and body means, so far he has described the activities of the body, that is Sankhya. It's like a medical man has got full analysis, not full, to a portion of this body, the anatomy, physiology. They have studied how the veins are working, how they find secretion and transforming into blood, how the heart is working. This is called analytical study. Ishate avita sankhe. So far the body is concerned, that is now fully analyzed. Now, buddhi yoga iti manha, the another department of knowledge, buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga means spiritual life, that is buddhi yoga. Just like you will find in the 10th chapter, Krishna says to Arjuna, buddhi yogam dadamitam. When there is talk between the Spirit, Supreme Spirit, Krishna, and the individual spirit, subordinate spirit, the living entity, Krishna is the Supreme Being, and we are subordinate being. So these people at the present moment, they do not know. But we have to take instruction from Vedas. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetananam. The Supreme Being, He is Eko Bhunam Vidudhati Kaman. He is supplying the necessities of life, Kaman, whatever we require. There are so many things for birds, beasts, human beings, different types of fruits, flowers, milk, everything is being supplied by Krishna. Therefore, He is Supreme Being. How He can be Supreme? Just like in a family, the father is considered to be Supreme. Why? Because He takes care of the whole family. He is Supreme. Similarly, the Supreme Person, Krishna, He takes care of the whole creation, material and spiritual, innumerable universes. Therefore, He is Supreme. So when we act according to the direction of the Supreme, because we are subordinate, this is our position. The subordinate position is that he must act according to the direction of the Master or the Supreme. That is nature. Everyone is acting like that. That is called buddhi yoga. When you act according to the direction of the Supreme, Krishna, or His representative, that is called buddhi. That is real. Buddhi means intelligence. And yoga means linking, connecting. In the 10th chapter you will find, Tisham satadriktanam bhajatam apritipurvakam buddhi yogam dadamitam jinumam upajantite. There is the buddhi yoga, one word. And here is also the buddhi yoga. So what is that buddhi yoga? Krishna says, Tesam satatujuktana. Persons who are 24 hours engaged. Satata. Satata means always. Engaged. What kind of engagement? Bhajatana priti purvakam. And this engagement means always trying to render some service to the Lord. How? Priti purvakam. With love and faith. Not that I have to do it, let me do it nicely. Unless there is love, you cannot do it nicely. Any matter in the material world also, unless you have got some attachment for something, you cannot act it very nicely. Just like a musician. Because one has got good attachment for music, he tries to perform it very perfectly. So love is the basis. Similarly, when you serve Krishna, if you have no love for Krishna, you cannot serve Him very nicely. And Krishna also does not accept your service if it is not done in great love and affection. That is the basic principle. Krishna does not require your service. He is self-sufficient. He has got many servants anywhere and everywhere. So, Krishna does not require our service. It is our interest. If we render service to Krishna, then we become happy. That is the problem. Tisham satatujuktana bhajatam pritipurvakam. Just like you will find in another verse, Krishna says, patram puspam phalam tuyam jomi bhakta prajacchati. Jomi bhakta prajacchati. Anyone who offers me in love and faith a little flower, a little water, a little fruit, patram puspam phalam tuyam. Patram puspam phalam tuyam jomi bhakta prajacchati. This is the real point. Krishna, the Supreme Person who is giving all the necessities of all the living entities, He is actually the provider, maintainer of everyone. So why he is asking a little fruit, flower and water from you? Is he hungry? No. Jo me bhakta prajasyati, just to induce you again to love Krishna. That is the point. Because your this material condition is bhutta bhutta paryate, subjected to birth, death, old age, disease and so many other material conditions. You are fallen in this condition because you have forgotten Krishna. Just like last night so many people came to discuss with that, but they are not interested in talking of Krishna. They are interested how their sense gratification will be disturbed by starting this day. That is their concern. Here, we have come to preach about Krishna. They did not ask anything about Krishna, what is this philosophy, what is this Krishna philosophy. No. They are simply interested in their own sense gratification. That's all. How their sense gratification will be disturbed, they are concerning that. This is the position of the material world. Everyone is simply interested in sense gratification. That's all. There is no question of asking what is God, what I am, what is this world. Actually, this should be the question of human life. Athātu brahma jigyāsa. They should be engaged always in inquiring about the Supreme Being, the Absolute Truth. That is their only business. But you see, the whole world, they are simply busy how to satisfy their senses. This is the cause of all love. Krishna bhulya jīva bhoga vancha kare pāśate māyātāre japotiya dhore. There are many quotation, because we have forgotten Krishna, therefore we are now under the clutches of Maya. So we have forgotten Krishna, we are suffering, but because we are part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna comes to canvas. Say, why you are suffering? You just surrender unto me, I will give you all protection. No, they will not take it. They will not take it. Therefore, when one is trained up to how to surrender to Krishna, that is called devotional service. Practice. Practice. And when actually one is very sincere to serve Krishna, Krishna is within everyone's heart. Ishvara sarva-bhutanam riddhesho arjuna tisthati. See, he can understand whether you are sincerely serving or with some motive you are serving. Even with a motive you serve Krishna, it will never go in vain. Krishna is so kind. Just like Putana. Putana wanted to serve Krishna by feeding Krishna with her breast. But the purpose was, the breast was poison. So Krishna would suck the milk and he would die. There is a different motive. But still, Krishna is so kind that he thought that this rascal Putana, she wanted to kill me, when she does not know that I am not a person to be killed. But still, although the motive was to kill me, but she has served me to suck her breast or drunk her milk. So she is my mother. So she is my mother. Never mind, she came with a motive. So this is the Krishna consciousness benefit. Of course, we should not have any motive. Kamsa, kamsa just like he was simply thinking of Krishna. He was Krishna conscious, fully, always thinking of Krishna. But the motive was to kill. Still, kamsa got liberation. Because he was constantly thinking of Krishna. But that is not bhakti. Bhakti is the same thinking of Krishna favorably. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam. That is bhakti. To think of Krishna as enemy, that is not required. One may think, but a devotee How can he think of Krishna as enemy? He thinks of Krishna as friend, as son, as master, as lover. Everybody thinks like that. Whereas a demon or an enemy of Krishna, he is always thinking of, this is the difference between demon and devotee. Demon is thinking how to wipe out, how to banish Krishna, how to kill Krishna. They don't want Krishna. That is demonic. Therefore, they do not know that a demonic person is always suffering. That is due to his forgetfulness of Krishna. But because he is demon, he is continuing the business. Therefore, they do not know. Nati vidus, that is also, nati vidus hartagatim hi Vishnu. Pravittim cha, nevittim cha, navidu asurajana. Asurajana, those are asuras. They do not know what to do and what not to do. Therefore, one has to learn how to live, what to know, what to forget. Every educational or progressive method has got do's and do nots. So the asuras, they do not know what they should do and what they should not do. That is asura. And a devotee, he knows what to do and what not to do. That is, no illicit sex, that is, do not. But there is do also, that if you want sex life, then get yourself married according to religious principle, get a wife, and beget nice children, that is do. And no illicit sex, that is do not. Side by side. You do not take intoxicants. That is do not. But you take Krishna prasadam and be intoxicated with Krishna's love. That is do. Similarly, you do not indulge in gambling, but you indulge in gambling. What is that gambling? That gambling is dedicate your life to Krishna and see the result. That is also gambling. That is also gambling. Because everyone is engaged in his own business, but if his advice, you give up this business, you take to this Krishna business. That is also gambling, because he does not know what will happen. So everything has do and do not. So we have to give up this do not and accept the do, positive and negative. Then, therefore, in the 10th chapter, it is said, Tisang satatu yuktanang bhajatang apriti purvaka. By somewhere or other, who has become engaged in devotional service 24 hours. Satata means 24 hours. Satatu yuktanang, with faith, and engaged in Krishna's service. Krishna will be, actually, he will be merciful upon me. He will deliver me from this miserable condition of material life. Tisam satatujuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam. So Krishna is within. You cannot deceive Krishna. That is not possible. Krishna is the supreme. If you are deceiver, Krishna is also the supreme deceiver. And if you are lover, then Krishna is the supreme lover. Jijathamang prapadvante tāṁsatuyo vajāma. You deal with Krishna as you deal, he also, he reciprocates. That is Krishna. So, Krishna is describing now buddhi-yoga. Buddhi-yoga means bhakti-yoga. This word, buddhi-yoga, buddhi means intelligence. One who is very intelligent, he can take to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, bhakti yoga's another name is buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga. Because buddhi yoga, there are many verses in the Bhagavad Gita you find. Just like Krishna says, bhonam janmanamanti jnanamanamang prapadati vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullava. Krishna said, after many, many births, endeavor, because everyone is trying to happy. That is the struggle for existence. Why this struggle? To become happy. So sometimes they are kurmis, sometimes they are gyanis, sometimes they are yogis, sometimes as soon as he becomes bhakta, that is success. But so long he is not bhakta, but otherwise, kurmis, gyanis, generally they are divided, kurmis, gyanis, yogis. Therefore Rupa Goswami has said, bhukti mukti siddhi viśāsi jāvat ridhivartate tāvat bhakti sukhas atra katham ambudayo. So long in one's heart there is a viśāsi. Viśāsi means witch. Yes, the witch is there, viśāsi. What is that viśāsi? Bhukti mukti siddhi. Bhukti means kurmi, to one who wants to enjoy this material world by working. That is called bhukti. Bhukta, I want to enjoy. Everyone is trying that. Struggle for existence. Everyone is trying to, I want to enjoy this material world to the fullest extent. There, struggle going on, competition. That is called bhukti. And another, mukti. Mukti means those who are disappointed. Disappointed must be, because nobody can be happy here with this kurmi plan. That is not possible. So he will be disappointed. But disappointed when? After many, many vast struggle for existence, he will be disappointed. That's a fact. Therefore Krishna says, bhavanam janmanam. He continues to become kurmi and sometimes gyani, sometimes yogi to become happy. But he will be confused, he will be defeated. Nature is so strong. Therefore Krishna said, bahunam janmanam. After many, many births of this struggle, sometimes kurmi, sometimes gyani, sometimes yogi, sometimes something else, when one comes to be really wise, jnanavan, bhanga prapadyate, he surrenders. How he surrenders? Blindly? No. Vasudeva sarvamiti. He at that time understands Krishna is everything. Therefore, that is a big mahatma. Sa mahatma sudullabha. It is very difficult to find out such a great person. Therefore, intelligent person, if he sees, dekhe shekha. If I understand that this person has surrendered to Krishna after many, many births, if that is the ultimate goal, why not myself surrender immediately? That is good. If one has to come to this point for perfection of life, why not my life be perfected in this life? Why shall I wait for many, many births? And that is buddhi, intelligence. Krishna jai bhaje se varachatu. Unless one is exceptionally intelligent, he cannot take to Krishna consciousness. This is buddhi yoga. Therefore, Krishna has described in Sankhya yoga that this is your duty. You are Kshatriya, why you are rejecting, fighting? In this way, in so many ways, the soul is immortal, the body is perishable, so your grandfather or your kinsman, they will not die. So this is analytical study from the material point of view. And as soon as one comes to the point of serving Krishna with love, without any understanding, just like fire. Fire, you accept it without studying fire analytical. If you touch fire, it will act. It will act. It doesn't require to study fire. How, what is the composition of fire? This is knowledge, of course. But if you just like gopis in Vrindavan, they did not study what is Krishna. They did not care him to study. But they wanted to love Krishna. That is their only quality. They are ordinary village girls. Similarly, the cowherd's boy, they were tending cows. They had no Vedanta knowledge or any higher education, not very nicely cultured gentleman, village cowherd's girl. But they did not know any other business than to love Krishna. That is what they said. Jnana-sunna, without any knowledge. They did not. They saw Narayana. Oh, here is Narayana. All right. But there is no love. Love is for Krishna. Even Narayan, 400 Narayan, there is no love for them. They have got respect. You can offer respect to anyone if you have no love. But love is different thing. That is the typical examples in Vrindavan. That is the ultimate goal of Buddhi Yoga. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.